debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Henry from California as well. Henry, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up? I'm a big fan.
Thank you, bud.
Hey, I was wondering if you could give me some advice, man.
I can give you some advice. I'll try.
Yeah. I've been married for about 9 years, and I found out that my wife's been cheating on me for the past year.
How do you know for a fact, buddy?
Oh, I've caught her. I've caught her at my best friend's apartment. I mean, she told me. You know what I mean?
I mean, Jack, did you actually catch your best friend's inside of her
home?
No, but she admitted to me that she's been doing them and all that. And here's the advice that I need, man. My wife, she's pretty hot, she's staying, got the and everything.
She's got bouncing.
What's that?
She got the bouncing.
Yeah, she got the bouncing and ass a hanging and all that. Dude, I don't know whether to leave or not, because I mean, I know if I leave.
You don't know whether to leave or not.
Dude, I'm man. I ain't gonna get laid again. I ain't gonna get no dude. I'm like short, fat. I was wondering, should I just stick with there and get laid, or just
you want to stick with her and get laid, and also other people are with her as well. But you're just happy to be in the game, or do you want to be by yourself because you are a self-proclaimed short, fat little or? Go ahead, Spice.
Well, I was going to say, you got to have some game. I mean, you got to have a little bit of swagger about yourself. If you're short and fat, you got to come up with a gimmick to get the bitches.
How did you get her originally, buddy?
Oh, I mean, when I first got with her, dude, I was, thin and had something going on. But now, man, dude, I'm like 5'4", 230, dude. And
what happened? What happened?
Just had kids and have to work 12 hours a day, man.
So you're destined to end up with some brown-haired, curly, permed-up gangster bitch with red lipstick and gold hoop earrings?
Yeah, and fake eyebrows and tattooed lips and
He's a realist. I think he's got a good plan. Just stay with her and,
I mean, almost like Ned. I mean, Ned, look at
pass
Ned.
It around.
Look at Ned and Garnet, right?
Yeah, Ned gets passed around to all the dudes.
No, see, why do you guys got to do that?
That's hurtful.
We don't know. We know Ned's not truly gay. He just plays that way.
But, I mean, this guy's got...
Ned thinks it's just cool to be like trisexual, or he'll try anything.
Right.
At the end of the day, he's a very faithful man.
Well, once I find out, I tried kind of talking to girls, dude. They look at me, bro, and they laugh, man.
Well,
how about let me
call your wife on the air? We can get to the bottom of this.
Nah, man, that ain't gonna work, dude. I'm kind of scared of her, man.
Now, does she run the show? I mean,
I'll admit it. Yeah, she runs the show.
How'd you let that happen?
She told me, it's stress. I'm stressed out and all that bullshit. But
how many kids do you two have together?
Three.
You guys got three little poppieces together, huh?
Yeah.
Well, now, do you think that she wants to leave, or does she want to stick in there for the kids? I mean, what's her demeanor?
No, she tells me she wants to, she loves me, she wants to be with me, but for the past year, I've caught her five times, with
God,
with him,
She's been caught five times. Now,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
how many?
See that, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's more.
Yeah, well, pretty sure. You're pretty sure.
She's taking a ton of
different guys.
Five different guys.
No. I've caught her five times with my ex friend.
I mean,
so if she's been caught five times, I mean, if you multiply that by 20, 30, 40,
maybe even 50.
I mean, let me ask you a question: when you caught them, what was going? I mean, how was she supposed to be at work? Was she supposed to be on her lunch hour? Was she supposed to?
I found out through text message. They were sending text messages through to each other. The first time I found out, and then I read all their messages and all that. I found that, she was sending her pictures of her to him and all that. And then after that, the other way I caught her is that she would take her SIM card out of her phone and then put another SIM card so she could talk to him. And I found the SIM card.
The bat phone. Good trick.
The old SIM card game.
Yeah, that's a good one. My buddy does that.
Does it work?
Like a charm.
SIM card Willie will get you every time.
The SIM card switcheroo.
Because, you know, rather than having two cell phones, all you got to do is worry about this little itty-bitty card that you can slide in your wallet or do whatever you want with it, and boom. Next thing you know, it's a different number, different everything.
It's a SIM card switcheroo.
It's a great trick.
My phone didn't have a SIM card, and neither does Heather's. Well, I don't know. Nothing I know of.
Heather's, yes, it does.
No, it does?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? Here's the deal. I don't ever look at her phone. If that's what her deal is, and so be it. You know what? She's going to ruin a good thing eventually. I mean, if that's what she's doing at the end of the
day. Your phone's so old, it doesn't have a SIM card.
So anyway, sir, here's the deal. It almost feels like, you know, you're like a beaten man where you've like already, you know, or conceded to the fact, well, you know, my wife, why don't you just embrace it, sir? You could actually be the first guy ever that I have ever had on my show, on our show, that would actually embrace it, saying,
And
I'm 5'4", I'm 230. Little salt. I'm a small.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Little salt off Mexican motherfucker.
Wow.
And my old lady is. Now, describe your old lady, buddy.
She's about 5'3, about 120, 36 feet. So she's got a good body. And plus, I mean, she lets me do and lets me, you know.
Wow.
Right.
All that. You know, sir, that's cool.
How
you know?
Small is your.
Wow.
How small is your. Ned, go ahead and take this interview.
How
over.
Small is your. Wow. Juan.
It's about 5 inches, man.
Does she flirt around a lot with guys in front of you?
No, not in front of me.
But let me ask you this. Let's say I was to call her up right now and let her know I was from a radio station, whatever, and say that I got her her number from you know, so one of your boys, whatever. And I'll tell her, hey, you know, look, I'm kind of hot on you, whatever. Do you think she'd flirt back?
Yeah.
Can we find out? Yeah.
Can we find out?
We won't mention you at all. This is just a test.
Yeah. Does she even know about the Bubba the Love Sponge show or no?
Oh, yeah. She knows I listen to you guys.
Well, then good. Then she probably, you know, she probably likes us in some capacity. Let me, I can make it all better, man. Seriously.
Well, you are coming off as, I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but you're coming off as a pussy right now.
Yeah, so you might
like
as well.
Like, you lost the book, like, and you're not even, like,
you
I
might
don't know.
So you might as well, if you're going to be a pussy, you might as well be a grizzly at being a pussy. And you might as well just be so overly
submissive
and so overly understanding that it will almost like not even be cool for her. Like you may just like almost try to reverse psychology her by if she says, you know what, man, if I can go.
Wow.
If you allow somebody to do something long enough, eventually it's not fun to do it.
Well, see, what I try to do, I try to tell her like, oh, yeah, so-and-so at my work was flirting with me. And then she'll tell me, oh, that's fine. That's okay.
See,
only fat girls are going to go for you. Yeah, that's what she tells me, you know?
Yeah.
I can't even play the role like try to get her jealous. No way.
Well, yeah, she doesn't care.
She doesn't work.
She's not jealous of you. She doesn't give a fuck about you. So you might as well just be happy to hang on to her, you know, get your one or two pieces of ass a week and just let other guys rail the shit out of her, and you're just going to have to live with it.
Yeah, every time she fucks another dude, that's 2 hours she's not yapping in your ear.
That's true.
That's true, man.
And, you know, at the end of the night, man, if all you care about is a little piece of every once in a while, have the bitch shower up and go get yours, and then, you know, your family still stays together, buddy.
Yeah, and somebody just emailed me a good idea. Get on AshleyMadison.com and go find some scandalous bitches.
Yeah.
I live in a town over here, man. I think hookers have refused me, man.
You would be surprised, dude. You just got to put yourself out there.
Hookers have refused him?
I got to see a picture of this guy. I really do.
Yeah, he's pathetic, he says.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude. I got stretch marks on my belly and my ass.
Man, no swagger at all. You got to get some confidence,
but now,
dude.
Here's the deal. I almost take this as a challenge. So, you know, but here's the deal. I mean, you got to let me talk to your wife.
Oh, man, dude, that's going to bring me some heat, dude.
No, but you think it's going to bring you heat? Let me make it all better. You got to let her know that you're on to her deal and that it's okay.
Right.
Give me her phone. I'm going to put you on hold. I got to get that number from you. I got to call her. What is your wife's, just her first name?
Yvette.
Yvette. Very lovely name. All right. Now, let me put you on hold. Are you going to give me the number or no? We'll have a safe word, okay? I'll tell you what, Henry. You and I will have a safe word, okay? And if you want me to stop and abandon and abort this mission, you just say, you know, like, whatever. And I'll just hang it up.
If I give you the number and you call her up, right?
Right.
OK, can you start it off with like, this is the Bubba Show. Henry called me from so and so. He wants to win some tickets. We just got to ask you some questions.
I got this. Don't you worry about that.
I got this. We got it. We're like, hey, Yvette, this is the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, and Henry's trying to win some tickets. Hey, let's get it all mapped out now. Okay, you ready, Henry? Here, this is gonna how it's gonna go. All right.
What are you gonna start off by asking her?
I'm just going to say, hey, you know what, Yvette? I'm going to go with the ticket deal, get her all hyped up and get her on hype. I'll have Spice be a hype master, just get her all hyped up. And then I'll be like, hey, Yvette, you know, the bottom line is Henry was saying, you know, that you're very, very beautiful and that he loves you so very much and that sometimes he feels that he's just the luckiest man in the entire world to be with somebody as beautiful as you are. And people make mistakes and things like that. Now, see, that is, now I'm not even making her admit to nothing. I'm just saying that. Now, how good is that? Tell me how smooth I am. Right now, you tell me.
Real smooth, man. I mean, you got me.
Exactly.
Gross.
Hey, do me a favor. Take one of your phone, the number 5 or the 9 or the 10 or the 0 key, and just smash it. Let me see if I can audibly hear it. Hit the button one time. There you go. Yep. See, I can hear that. So if I start hearing that, if I just hear that like once or twice, then I know it's going bad, and I'll be like, oh, Spice.
Yeah.
We got our boss on the phone. I got to get.
That's crazy. Yeah,
Henry,
we got to go.
Henry and Yvette, good talking to you guys.
Just do me one favor, Bubba.
I will do any favor you want, buddy.
Okay. Just, you want to ask her, like, it's okay for you to go find some other...
Wow.
She won't want to hear that. You know what I mean?
No, I can't.
She's telling me deep down that she only wants me and all that. You know what I mean?
But, Henry, I can't put it... See, you have to understand, that's just us guys talking, okay? When I say, hey, she wants to go get some other...
Wow.
I can't say that to a lady.
All right.
Let me put you on hold, okay, kiddo?
Yeah.
All right. Ned, don't fuck it up, Ned. Just work with me.
I'm not going to say nothing. That was a good browbeating.
God dang it. I never had to work so hard in my life.
You could sell.
I could sell.
I used to Eskimo.
I could sell anything, Brent. Can I not?
You could.
My ex-football coach once told me, man, if you weren't doing it, you should sell cars or something, real estate.
You want it now?
Yeah, let's get it going, Willie. Henry, I know you're on hold and you're listening to me. I'm going to take care of you, buddy. I'm here for you, buddy. Manlaw. Bubba Manlaw, kid.
Want to go with the contest deal?
Yeah.
Hey, we want to put you on the air real quick. We got a couple questions to ask you for
tickets
for some tickets and stuff like that. So is it cool if I put you on real quick?
With your husband.
With your husband, of course. Okay, is that cool? All right, excellent. Yvette, hang on one second, okay? All right, hold on.
Spice is the smoothest. Stand by here. Boom, 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 boom. Hey, Henry, Yvette, how are you?
Hey, Bubba.
Yvette, are you there?
Yes.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. I hope we didn't interrupt you or nothing.
No, you didn't.
Henry, say hi to your lovely wife, Yvette.
Hi, babe.
Hi.
Well, no,
love you.
He loves you. Yvette, by the way, we had Henry on earlier. We were trying to get him some tickets. Is that cool?
Yes, that sounds fun.
Now, when he said that he loved you, you didn't say it back. Is there problems that I don't know about?
No, that's not a problem. I love him, too.
Now, how long have you guys been married, Yvette?
Well, we've been married. It's going to be 6 years, but together... 10 years.
Wow, good for you.
Good for you. Awesome. Yeah, exactly. Now, Henry has said that you are just absolutely never in a million years could he ever think about scoring another woman like you, as beautiful as you are. He says that you are his one and only, and there's no way that he could ever think about having another chick like you. So we're like, wow, Henry, she must be the bomb. Let's call her up and say hi to her. So that's what we're doing. Now, we talked to Henry a little bit. We got into some, you know, some different situations and what have not. And Henry was like, I'm going to be honest with you, Yvette. I had to absolutely. So if you get, let me just tell you right now, if this goes awry or you don't like what it's, you don't like what we're saying or being disrespectful or anything like that, Henry begged us to be, he begged us to be on our best behavior. And Henry, you know, is very nervous about this phone call. So don't take it out on Henry. We're the asshole, but we're not trying to be disrespectful or nothing like that.
Oh, no, trust me. I don't get offended.
You don't get offended?
No, I don't.
Well, here's the deal. Good. I'm glad that you said that. Here's the deal, hon. Henry has talked about some trials and tribulations that you guys have been through. Some of the things, and I don't have to sit and browbeat it, but Henry has talked about some of the things that have gone wrong. And some of the things that he's upset about, and that you guys, some problems that you guys have had in your relationship. And Henry was like, listen, man, you know what? She's the love of my life. I never want to be with another woman. And so that's where we stand at this point. But anyway, he talked about how, you know, people make mistakes in life. And he thinks that, you know, that he has made mistakes and that you've made some mistakes. And he absolutely positively says that he forgives you for all those mistakes. But, you know, if you'd ever want to go out and do those sort of things again, that he wouldn't have a problem with it. Now, Henry, okay. Henry, am I not?
What is he talking about, though?
Henry, am I not right?
No, well, I mean, I'd like to do those things again, like to go out, right?
Now, what's that, Henry? I'm sorry.
Like to go out with the friends.
Yeah, Henry says, like, if you ever want to go back out with your friends and do those things that you have done before, that he does not have a problem with it at all. He does not. He wants you to live the best of both worlds and then have a loving husband at home, and you can go out and do your own thing, whatever that would be. Now, Henry, Yvette's going to appreciate you more if you be a little less of a pussy and a little bit of a man, more of a man. Yvette, look, can I be on? Yvette, will you be honest with Henry and tell him?
I just don't like people hiding around the bush. I just want you guys to go, like.
Henry,
pressing the button.
Henry, I got it. Yvette, what were you saying?
I just don't like nobody hiding around the bush. If, you know, if there's something, you know, be straightforward, you
right.
know. I don't like hiding around the bush, and Henry knows that.
Yeah, you appreciate
I want Henry
straightforward.
Straight out, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Or beating
I'm not
around
the type
bush.
Of person that's just going to be like, oh, hiding around the bush. I'm just going to tell you straight out.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
you don't
want to
hide around
like
the
something,
bush.
I'll, like, tell you,
yeah.
you know.
So you don't want me to hide around the bush? You,
no,
hold on.
Just go ahead and, like,
okay,
you know,
so,
whatever you want to ask.
All right, so, Ned, quit pushing.
Oh, wow.
Ned, stop that. So, Yvette, now, Yvette, this is Bubba. So, now, do I have your permission, Yvette, not to hide around the bush?
And
you have
Henry.
To forgive me. We've got a guy on the show here that keeps pressing the
Henry.
Phone button. He likes to do this from
Henry,
time to time.
I got you, Henry.
He's
so,
telling.
Yvette, but Yvette, honey, Yvette.
Yes.
Will you tell Henry, chill the
oh, wow.
out and stop hiding around the bush? And I mean, as a strong woman, Yvette, I mean, if that's how you feel, will you give me those marching orders?
I do tell him that. I tell him, stop hiding around the bush. You want to tell me something, tell it to me, you know?
All right.
No, but there's nothing to say. I mean.
No, there really is. There really is. Yvette, here's the bottom line, is that Henry, you know. Henry says, if you want to go out and. Hold on one second. I'm putting Henry on hold. Yvette, this is Bubba.
The panic button.
Yvette, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
This is Bubba. I got Henry on hold. He's hitting the five button, driving me oh,
wow.
crazy. That's supposed to be our safe word, but because he's very, very, very freaked out as to what I'm going to say. But you know what? I'm just going to man up and say it. And you told me stop hiding around the bush. and because you come across as a very strong, confident woman that doesn't want any bullshit.
Oh, wow.
Just say it like it is. True.
Yes, that's true.
All right. Henry was like, listen, my wife, I think that she's,
oh, wow.
I've caught her
oh, wow.
around with my best ex-buddy 5, 6, 7 times. And,
uh-huh.
and so we talked about that a little bit. He's like, listen, I don't ever want to lose her as my wife. I'm not mad at her. She says that she's stopped. I believe her. I don't got a problem with any of that. But you know what? And so he's like, you know what? As a matter of fact, I wouldn't have a problem if she'd want to continue to do that as long as I don't lose her. So I was going to have you guys on the phone together saying, hey, Yvette, you know, I got Henry here. I had a 45-minute conversation with him. And I got Henry here that says not only does he forgive you for whatever you may or not have done,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't have a problem with you continuing to do it. And I was going to get your spin on what you thought about that.
That he cared or that he didn't care?
No, that he loves you more than anything in this world. And that you're the best mother and you're beautiful. He could never get another woman. But rather than to lose you, and he would not have a problem with you going out and
oh, wow.
other dudes or this particular guy at all. He does not have a problem with that at all. And he said that, and I can conference call him in. He kept
oh, wow.
hitting that button. And I was like, and I'm like, you know, Henry, I talked him through this, and he's like, there's no way my wife's going to be mad at me. There's no the way that I'm like, bullshit,
oh, wow.
your wife's not going to be mad at you. Man the
oh, wow.
up. Let me call her. And let's tell her this proposal. So what do you
think?
He's
a weirdo.
Now, I mean, you know, would that be something cool for you?
No, it wouldn't.
How come?
Do you want to stay with Henry or just him being such a pussy and so just downtrodden? Does that turn you off a little bit?
He's he's not a pussy. When he has to man up, he mans up. But, you know, like, it's weird for him to say that. You know, he's never told me that, you know. But, no, I wouldn't go out there and do it again, you know.
But, I mean, do you want to...
Yeah, I did a lot of times. But, you know, like, you learn your lesson from it, you know. I've done many mistakes in my life, but...
How many guys did you sleep with behind his back, do you think?
How many different...
No, well, just him.
Just the one.
Like,
just one.
Just with him. But going out and... Like, I don't know, he told you that he let me strip one time, you know?
No, well, he never told us about letting you strip, no.
Well, let's say maybe
Let me conference him back in to see if he's there, okay?
Yeah, maybe open up the option to a swingers relationship.
Yeah. Henry, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, I
never said that I want her to do it.
No, Yvette, please. Henry is so fucking freaked out that you're going to be mad.
Yeah, dude, because, I mean...
That you're going to be mad at
him. I don't want her to do it, you know?
Yvette, please tell Henry that you're not mad at him, because he says when he gets home, you're going to kill him. Please, we're just talking this out, Yvette. He's...
Oh, no, I'm not mad at him.
Yeah, we're getting to the bottom of this.
We're just getting to the bottom of it, talking it out, because he wasn't going to bring it up. He's so freaked out, and so we're bringing it out, and we'll come to some kind of compromise here.
Instead of hiding around the bush.
Let's just bring it out. So, Henry, you don't got anything to worry about, and to be honest with you, Yvette, I told Henry that if things get a little bit sketchy and he wants me to shut up to hit the 5 button, that's why he was freaking out on the deal. So, Yvette, tell Henry stop hitting the 5 button. Let's get this thing worked out.
Yes, Henry, stop hitting the 5 button.
Now, Henry, I don't know if you heard, but Henry, Yvette's like, she's not even interested in that guy anymore.
And I told you guys that.
But, I mean, Yvette, if you'd have a hankering for some extra... Henry does not have... He doesn't have a problem with you going out and getting some.
No, I
just want to make one thing clear to her, okay?
Go ahead, Henry.
Okay. I told them, you know, how I look. I'm 5'4", 230, you know, small.
Killing yourself, man.
You know, you're gorgeous, and you get hit on a lot and everything.
Now, did the other guy, did your best friend, did the other guy have a bigger... Was he small? Was he in better shape?
Oh, Bubba, come on.
No, I was just... Henry, you're the one that talks down about yourself. I was just trying to get a comparison here. Yvette, was the other guy's bigger?
I don't want to say.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Was the other guy better in bed in general?
Now, what made you decide to stray initially? Just some new piece of meat?
I guess it was just fling.
Just kind of a fling, kind of like a little challenge.
Yeah.
So, Henry, what were you saying, buddy? I interrupted you. Sorry. Go ahead.
My point was, she looks really good, and I look really bad, and you know, I feel bad for her in a way that I let myself go so much.
But can you get yourself?
I don't think I'm attracted. I'm not attracted. She's not attracted to me.
But she wants to. Now, do you want to? But Yvette, do you want to stay with Henry for the kids?
No, I do love him.
But he needs to get a
shape. I think it's for the kids.
Do you want him to get back into shape though a little bit?
I don't care how he is. You know, I met him the way he was, and it doesn't bother me about his weight.
So, Henry, at the end of the day, man, you kind of blew this out of proportion. I mean, you kind of whored her out, and at the end of the day, I love you for you. I want to stay with you. I don't care that you're a sawed-off little short and no heaven motherfucker, and I'm not interested in his best friend no more. So what's the problem, Henry? You've created your own problem here.
No, I didn't, Bubba.
Well, yeah.
Yvette, let me ask you a question. If Henry were to go out and cheat on you and find some other piece of ass...
Try
to find some other piece of ass, would you be upset if you found out he had some other chick?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Not one bit. So
is that because you did it or because you're just sort of open to the idea of maybe having an open relationship?
Yeah, that too.
It's so are you open to having a? Hey,
he wouldn't do it though.
Not necessarily true.
He said that he would be open to an open relationship. Henry, you did tell me that, did you not?
No, I did not. Bubba.
You lying little. You told me that you wouldn't have it rather than to lose her.
Now you're back to hiding around the bush.
Yeah, now you're hiding around the bush.
No. I said
Ned. What did he say?
If it ever got to a point.
He said he would let her do what she wants, and he'd have no problem with that.
Here's the old-timer on the show. Ned, tell Yvette what Henry said earlier. Ned,
he said that he would be willing to let you do what you want as long as you stayed with him.
Okay, I did say that.
Okay,
I said,
now you're kind of calling us a liar?
I said I don't want to lose her, and
and you know, and whatever happens, that I would be there, no matter what would anybody do.
But Henry, hang on, this is not a bad thing here.
It's not a bad thing at all.
Let's work this out here. Now, Yvette, you were maybe a little bit shy, a little bit hesitant to talk to Henry about such a topic, but since we brought it up, and you've obviously had the idea of an open relationship in your head for quite some time. I mean, you know, you like to mess around a little bit on the side. Maybe he could too. Maybe it would do you guys some good. So that's essentially what you want to do, correct, Yvette?
Yeah, as long as I don't, like, he doesn't tell me about it, you know. I wouldn't be mad, but it would just be, like, kind of weird. But
you know, I mean, you like to get some, but you want some strange.
Wow.
Let's be honest.
She wants to get some strange and not tell Henry about it. She doesn't want Henry hiding around the bush. And the bottom line is she wants to be able to get some strange and not be quizzed about it. Henry, you're open to do the same on the deal.
I mean, is that right, Yvette?
And be honest, Yvette. Come on.
Yeah, now's the time for honesty.
It's time to be honest. You've gotten strange.
Do you want strange?
No, we're asking you, Yvette. Do you want strange?
Hide around the bush.
Henry says he doesn't want to hide around the bush. Henry has said.
Does he, though?
Henry, you said earlier that you wouldn't mind getting some strange.
Hey, Yvette, let me ask you a question. Now, the other guy that you were sleeping with or whatever, and these other guys that you might, you know, sleep with behind Henry's back if you guys have an open relationship, do you like sleeping with them because it's just something different? Or do they do something sexually that just kind of, you know, turns you on?
Then maybe Henry doesn't.
No, it's nothing like that. It's just something different, I guess.
It's just some strange.
It's just something different.
The thing is that, see, I got with Henry when I was, like, 14 years old.
Right, you need some strange baby. You've had three kids. You need. I mean, it'll keep it fresh, Henry. Henry, you need to realize Yvette needs some strange. The more strange you let her get, Henry, the stronger you guys are going to be.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, the more strange she gets, the more strange you get.
Or you can get. You know, at the end
of
the day.
You have the ability. You just got her permission to pick any chick you want.
Live on national radio.
All right.
It's a beautiful thing, Henry.
Okay, Bubba, here's the deal. I'm manning up, okay?
Okay, please. You haven't yet, but please.
Okay. I was scared before, but, you know, you showed me the way.
Okay,
I want an open relationship.
Okay, and so does Yvette, and so does Yvette.
Okay, I was scared to say it, but, you know.
Okay, so now.
You helped me through it. I want an open relationship.
Okay, now, and I think that your wife, I think that I can speak for her. Yvette, am I right? You wouldn't mind having an open relationship as well.
Yes, I do.
And let's just see if we can, you know, in the next few minutes define what that means so that there's no, you know, hidden agenda here. An open relationship means that Yvette, Henry, you know, can go out, you know, and other dudes and doesn't have to hold on now and doesn't have to be quizzed about it. And she can go out and have a good time, all while being the lovely wife for you and your kids. You two, you two can do your things as well. Stay in love, stay married, the whole nine yards. And now, Henry, by the same token, you can go out and not have to report to her about some of the strange you're getting, as long as you guys don't, you know, bring it home and interfere with your home life. Is that the way that you understand this?
Yes.
Yes.
Now,
like put it this way too. Like, he went to a strip club where my friend used to work, and you know, he did his thing and all that. And I'm not mad at him, and I'm not mad at her, and I still talk to her. You know, like there's nothing about it. And like the way when she comes over, I seen the way she looks at him and everything, and you know, and like that doesn't get me jealous.
Yeah.
Well, let me throw another wrinkle in here, if
go
I
ahead.
May.
Go ahead, Spine.
Just a question to both Yvette and Henry. Maybe you guys might be open to the idea of maybe going to a swingers club and checking that out together and sort of helping each other along, pick out, you know, some strange some strange.
Wow. I think part of
would
being
you guys be open to that?
I am.
So
yeah, you see, I am too, but I was just worried that, you know, they're. If I bring this up, then, you know, that's it. I'm out the door. And,
yeah, but
you know,
now we've got it all worked out.
No, see, Henry, worked out.
So, Henry, here's the deal. More importantly, not only did it not go awry and it worked out nicely, but, it, see, when you man up to your wife and you're respectful and you don't act like a pussy, a vet appreciates that and positive things get done. But when you're a mealy-mouthed little scared-of-your-shadow little that you have been, that she's turned off by that. At the end of the day, she wanted the same thing that you wanted, but it took me, Bob the Love Sponge, to get it done. A real man around here.